to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fan girl. Let's cut straight to the chase. I've been gone for 2 weeks. There's been no new episodes. I've been dead off of TikTok. I've posted nothing on Instagram. And listen, I've got a reason for it, I swear. So first things first, I want to thank y'all for being so patient with me. Thank you for sticking around if you're sticking around. And basically, from now moving forward, things are going to be happening a little bit differently on the Fangirl Report channel, okay? So we're just going to get right into it. I'm going to explain a few things. We're going to talk about a few things. It's going to be fun. Let's get into it. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I filmed my usual 40-minute episode, and I was so excited about it because sometimes what I'm fangirling about and the schedule of my upload lines up perfectly with something that's like incredibly popular online and something that's just really trendy in general. And that was one of those times where what I was fangirling about happened to align with shit that was so popular on TikTok, and the time I would have uploaded it, it was gonna be so perfect. I was so excited about it, and the whole episode, it was so funny. There were so many TikTokable moments in it, and what had happened is about 3/4 of the way through filming it, I ran out of storage, okay? So y'all know the manic episode when you run out of storage, especially when you're at like a concert or something, where you just go rage deleting apps and old videos and old photos and freaking going through your freaking downloads on your files. That's what I was doing. And then I filmed like another 10 minutes or so and finished the episode. And I was so excited about it. Again, so many funny moments in it. I was super happy with it. And I was just so excited to be really on point with something that was really trendy. Okay. So for some reason, when I film a long cinematic video, it saves to my iCloud and then it takes some time to download from my iCloud. So when I ran out of storage in the middle of filming, it wasn't necessarily like my iPhone storage, it was my iCloud storage. Why it does this, I don't know. So I wasn't able to download the first large portion that I recorded. It just wouldn't download, okay? So I figured out that my iCloud storage was full. And so I had missed my Sunday post when I usually post. I'm like, it's fine. I'll post on Monday, like a day late. It is what it is. It turned out my iCloud storage was full. So I started like deleting things and like unsyncing things or however that works. And one of those things that I deleted was I cleared out whatever voice memos were stored in my iCloud. And as it turned out, all of my podcast audio that I record through my voice memos was saved on my iCloud, and I lost all of the audio from the episode. So now, the very large portion of the video, I could not save, I could not download it for some reason, and all of the audio that is like feeding into my mic was completely gone. It was just unsalvageable because I record the video on my phone. I record my microphone into a separate device and I sync them together later, whatever. So I had managed to save the small 10-minute portion of it. And at the time I made like one TikTok out of it with the video and the audio. So that's the one TikTok that you may have saw that I posted in the last freaking 2 weeks. And I was so upset because again, it was going to be so perfect. And this weird glitch that Apple has, I researched it for so many hours, and basically just people aren't able to download like their videos from iCloud, and it's absurd. So Apple, please fix it. I'm using a freaking iPhone 16 Pro Max, the newest version of iPhone on the market. Please fix it. So I didn't end up filming a new episode. I was just really feeling unmotivated after that and uninspired. And so I decided to take the time to kind of sit with it. And I don't want to say reflect because I wasn't really doing that, but I just needed the second to be like, you know what? Shit happens. It's okay. And I kind of decided today's Friday, so I'm going to have everything out for the weekend, a new episode out for the weekend. I decided that maybe it's time to switch things up, what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, let's take the opportunity. Let's liven things up. Let's freshen things up. Like, let's take the chance and do something new. You know what I mean? So I've decided that instead of my typical 40, 45 minute videos, I think I'm going to start compacting them down into 20-minute episodes. And I know podcasts are typically more long form content, but I think me personally, like, I more, like, what am I even trying to say? Like, I more enjoy shorter form content. And I think it's a really good opportunity to really put the focus of my content onto what I'm fangirling about. Because I'm called Fangirl Report. Ultimately, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what's popular. I'm talking about what's trendy. I'm talking about what I'm obsessed with, all that good stuff. So I think I really want to focus my content and make it more valuable and really focus on what's going on in the world and what's trending on TikTok and what I'm a fan of versus what everybody else is absolutely freaking out over. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to take the chance, compact it, shorten it, hopefully reach a new audience. And I know when I started this podcast, like, it was never about growing and getting famous off of it, but, like, it's always nice to build a little bit of an audience, you know what I mean? So I think it's an opportunity to reach new people and to just really, like, make my content more valuable. You know what I mean? So I think that's what I'm going to start doing. And I think this also opens up the opportunity, especially on my YouTube channel, to, along with these 20-minute episodes of what I'm fangirling about every week, maybe open that up to incorporating vlogs into the mix. So when I'm at Fan Expo and when I'm at Comic-Con or when I do trips like New York, I can do more vlog-style videos. You know what I mean? So I think this is just, I think as shitty as it was that I lost something that I was really proud of, I think this is a really good opportunity to kind of shift my focus and say, you know what, shit does happen, but maybe this is for the best and that good things that are going to come of this. So that's kind of how I'm thinking about it. And that's how we're going to start moving forward. So I've already wasted the first 7 minutes of this new vibe video explaining my 2-week absence, but hello, I'm back, I'm ready to attack, and that's what's gonna happen. So I think it's gonna be a lot less life updates and a lot more what's happening in the world, what's popular, what's new, what's exciting, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's gonna resonate more with people, and I'm really excited about it. So that's what's gonna happen. And of course, like, when big things come up that I think a lot of people can relate to, of course we'll get into stuff like that, but for the majority, I need to start kind of fine-tuning and narrowing my content down into one specific, not necessarily niche because I fangirl about a huge spectrum of things, but, like, just kind of narrowing down the content, making it really sharp, making it cleaner, and all that good stuff. So what happens with that, we'll see, okay? And with that, I think I'm going to spend my next 12 minutes with you today. I'm not going to replicate the episode that I lost, but I am going to talk about what I was fangirling about that episode, because I am still fangirling about it, and I still think it's a really popular thing, and I think it's gonna be fun. We're gonna make the best out of it. So just a tiny little bit of backstory. I, with kind of my journey in finding new hobbies, I ended up working with this girl for her YouTube channel. Her name is I'm Not Noodles. I'll link her down in the description. She does really fun content. I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I ended up working with her, and I've done a couple of voiceovers for her content. And she is a K-pop channel, and K-pop is something that I never expected to get into. Like, not that I'm against K-pop, it's just a genre that I've never aligned with. Like, I just never, like, BTS, Blackpink, all that stuff, I just never thought it's something that I would get into. But I'm like, hey, I'm kind of expanding my hobbies here, trying voiceover work, so of course I'm gonna read her scripts about her super, and she's such a good writer too, like, her content is funny. And so I was really happy to bring that to life. And so I ended up doing a voiceover about K-pop group Cat's Eye, who was very new in the scene, and everybody's freaking talking about them on TikTok, and I never really got into them after that. But as we all know, our phones are listening to us. So after I did that voiceover work, I started seeing Cat's Eye videos come up on my TikTok For You page, okay? And I was like, shit, oh, this is kind of good. This is kind of fire. The choreography is absolutely insane. And this is, I think it's the first or one of the first K-pop groups that's more of an international vibe. Because if you guys haven't seen on Netflix, they have Popstar Academy, where it's basically kind of a docu-series about forming Cat's Eye. And one of the big things is that they were scouting talent from all around the world. And it was, I've watched a little bit of it and it's super interesting so far. And just overall, Cat's Eye is like, it's just very new. And the music is so catchy. Bitch, I don't even want to talk about it. Gnarly? Hey! So I'm a K-pop fan now. And I just thought it was so funny that kind of something that I got out of my comfort zone with, I ended up getting into a genre that I never thought I would be into. So it's just been really fun. And I've been slowly introducing myself to more K-pop songs. And because I was kind of being introduced to K-pop, a movie came out on Netflix that absolutely exploded on TikTok. And I believe in the first 7 days of it being released on Netflix, it was the number one movie on the whole platform. And that is K-pop Demon Hunters. Okay? And guys, I don't want to talk about it. It is good. I know by the name of it, it probably sounds cringy. I don't care. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of entering my K-pop era. Let me watch this movie. I've seen it twice now, which is big of me because I don't typically sit through movies. It was fantastic. So it's an animated movie, kind of Pixar style-ish, about three girls who are a K-pop group who are also demon hunters. And basically, to make a long story short, it's a generational thing where they protect the earth from demons. And the original K-pop group that kind of started it all, they created what's called the Hunmoon, which is like a kind of like a barrier between the demons and the people. And with the music and like uniting the fans and everything like that, it strengthens the Hunmoon. And basically the goal of this new group is to turn the Hunmoon gold. And when it's gold, it seals it, which means that like it's permanent. No demons could ever come through it ever again. And the music is amazing. And it's just like girl boss. And there's a lot of twists and turns in it. And overall, I thought it was fabulous. And the music is so good. I'll be shining like a fun bear. It's good, guys. I swear to God. I'm just not doing it justice. Okay, so if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's on Netflix. You can sit down on your freaking couch or in your bed and you can turn it on and enjoy it. Thank you so much. And so I've been listening to that soundtrack nonstop. And something really funny that came from it is like basically the whole idea of like a really good song, like sealing the Hunmoon and like saving the people from the demons. It brought up a lot of funny TikToks of people theorizing that in certain times of history that we've been saved by K-pop before. But long story short, so I saw so many TikToks saying that in 2012, when the world was supposed to end, Psy released Gangnam Style and it sealed the Hunmoon. And so I saw so many TikToks about that. And then people were kind of putting their own takes on it and listing songs that they think would seal the Hunmoon. And I've just had a blast watching all this content. And like, I have never seen a faster growing fandom in my entire life. Like I said, like within 7 days of this movie being released, people had full cosplays. There was fan art. People were doing like fully produced covers in their own homes of the songs. Like, it's the craziest, fastest growing fandom I've ever seen. And yes, I'm a part of it. Thank you so much. And yeah. And so in my last episode, I had put together a small list of songs that I think would seal the Hunmoon. And if I can remember correctly, it's It's Better Place from Trolls 3, obviously. I think I had Creep by Radiohead in there. Pink Pony Club was in there. The I Will Survive / Survivor mashup from Glee was in there. There was something else that I don't remember. Oh, Determinate from Lemonade Mouth was in there. And it's like basically like these really powerful songs that like took over and like generational things that were really popular basically sealed our honeymoon. And I believe it. You know what? I believe it. I think Determinate absolutely sealed our honeymoon back in 2012 or whenever that movie came out, whatever it was. So I've just had so much fun with that. It's been my entire For You page has been clips of this movie. And that's originally how I kind of got into it, is because I started liking all this Cat's Eye content, which kind of formed into more K-pop related content, which shifted into K-pop Demon Hunters clips. And I was like, fine, let me watch this movie since apparently I'm a K-pop stan now. And so, yeah. So I'm a K-pop girl now. And so I don't think I can classify myself as a K-pop fan yet, because I still, like, I don't listen to BTS. I don't listen to Blackpink. I'm sure there's a couple of K-pop groups, like ITZY, I think, is one of them. Like, I need to further educate myself before I'm able to call myself, like, a stan. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys are watching this and you have any recommendations on K-pop groups or songs or albums that I should get into, let me know, okay? And again, I'm gonna put I Am Not Noodles, I'm gonna put her channel in the description, because that's kind of what originated this fangirl phase of my life. And y'all can go check it out. Y'all can go watch the videos that I voiced, that I narrated, if you will. And that's that. And so kind of going back to Cat's Eye a little bit, I have had video after video after video after video of the freaking choreography from Gnarly. And it is so good. And I've seen videos of the actual choreographer who did it. Like, and he just brings all the energy. And it's such a satisfying routine. It's so good. And I am convinced that I could do it based on how many times I've seen it on my TikTok. And you know what? I think to end this episode right, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. You guys, we're going to test my skills. You can't even see me. And you know what? I know y'all can't hear me. Deal with it. I'm even going to like put the shirt up like the dancers do. But I'm genuinely convinced that I could do it. Okay? So I'm not going to go from the very beginning, but there's that like, everything's gnarly. Everything's gnarly. On it. Like a bag of Takis on the ship. On the ship. I'll be. Shit. On the ship. I'm not doing the jump because my boobs will go everywhere. Now this part I'm not good at. Gnarly. Hey, so I actually don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's put us back. I don't even know where this freaking camera was set up. So that was my attempt at the gnarly choreography. Oh my god. But it's good, okay? And Danny? Gnarly. Bitch, she's hot, okay? I saw, you guys, the Gabriella. Hands up, Gabriella. Am I doing it, Gabriella? Okay, hold on. It's like, is that it? Hands up, Gabriella. But they do it like, hands up, Gabriella. Hands up, Gabriella, la la. Did I just do it? Making beats for a boring, dumb bitch, fucking gnarly. Gnarly, don't talk to me. You're gnarly. I'm not jealous of my mansion. I need to cut it out, actually. But so that's that. I'm obsessed with Cat's Eye. I'm getting into my K-pop era. And I don't know what else to tell you guys, okay? Whatever. Somebody's walking by. They're going to see me in my Gabriella era. So, I'm sorry. I'm getting too excited. Okay, leave me alone. So, that's that. And I know, like, we're getting... I feel like the train for K-pop Demon Hunters, like we're still on the train, but, like, we're approaching our stop. In terms of, like, the trendiness. And I feel like in, like, a few more weeks, it's going to fall off TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, people aren't going to talk about it anymore. So I feel like even though my episode was lost and there was a lot of good content in it, I think we're going to make it work, okay? I think we're here and we're going to make it work. I have heartburn from that. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, that's that. Please give me your K-pop recommendations. And next week, I think we're going to talk movies. I think that's what it's going to be. Hey, what am I saying? I think that's what it's going to be. Jealous of my mansion. Anyways, so I think next week we're going to talk about movies because Fantastic Four is about to come out. Eddington, Pedro Pascal's new movie, just came out. It's going to be a Pedro Pascal episode, okay? And I also want to go over my top four Letterboxd movies. I think that would be so fun. I always see celebrities interviewing with Letterboxd, giving their, like, top four. And I would like to be delusional and pretend that I'm one of those celebrities. So we're going to go over my top four Letterboxd picks, talk about some new movies that are out. And I think that's... will be super fun. So thank you guys so much for joining me today. Let me know how you guys enjoy this more short form content. Like I said, like, I know podcasts are typically more long, and this is just not what I've been doing, but let me know if y'all like it. Let me know if y'all are vibing with it. And things are going to evolve and things are going to change. And that's that. So I'm excited for this new era of Fangirl Report. I think, like, the more things that we do, like, it's just going to evolve and get better and better every week. You know what I mean? So thank y'all so much for letting me take a little bit of a break there. And I will see y'all next week for sure. There will be no more hiatuses, okay? I love y'all. Enjoy. And I will see ya. Bye-bye.